Blog Talk Radio.
Madden Voice. 3, 2, 1, now.
From Fox Team, you will hear it Sunday at 6:30 p.m., if not several times before then. Fox is the host of the Super Bowl 57, which has the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. I actually said Philadelphia Eagles without getting sick and nauseous to my stomach. The Super Bowl is here. I am here with JB and K-Star. Gentlemen, welcome to the Madden Voice.
This is it, big fellas. This is it.
Yes, sir. It's time.
We've all been waiting for.
Dr. Train is delayed and most likely will not be joining us. If he sends us his pick before the end of the show, I will share it. If not, I won't. How about that? This will not be a long show again. I actually want to go catch the State of the Union address, at least most of it. I know the beginning part of it is kind of fluffy, but I like watching it, and it's kind of on now. So we are going to catch the State of the Union address. And for all you basketball fans, there is a chance that LeBron breaks Kareem's record tonight. If you're an old fart like me, you never thought you'd live to see that record broken. I remember very much when Kareem broke I can't remember who had the record before Kareem, but whoever had it, Kareem broke their record in 1984. And LeBron is set to break it. 36 more points could very well happen tonight. My gut says it will happen tonight, you know. So we'll see. So a lot of stuff going on. We're not going to stay on long, maybe 30 minutes or so. But I'm going to just dive right in. And I'm going to start with game picks because I'm very curious. This game is pretty much a pick 'em. I think the Chiefs have 1.5 points, but if you're inside of 3 points, it's a pick 'em game. So let me start with K-Star. Who do you have? And you know what? Let's hold on. We got our buddy calling in, so let's get him on. Maybe this Saturday I'll actually get the call into his show. I was throwing an axe last Saturday, as I told you guys, I'd be out throwing an axe around. I'm a big guy, so it was actually a lot of fun to take out some frustrations on a big piece of wood.
For the record,
hey, welcome to the show.
For the record, Kareem broke Will Chamberlain's record.
Yeah, there you go. Will Chamberlain. All right, there you go. Hey, what? You know what? What do I call you? I don't even know your name. What do we call you?
I'm sorry. Lou is fine.
Lou?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Lou, you know, you're not. You said you used to be your show, the Enhanced Sports Show. I remember. Used to be on Blog Talk Radio. How do you host it now?
Now we're on dial pad, and now we're on a new TV app called Try 29. You have to download it. It costs you $4,095 per day. No, $4.95 per month. But
okay.
you can just call in the show by phone. It won't cost you a cent.
I will try to do that. Now this Saturday I have no plans. Last Saturday I was throwing an axe. I was an axe
at
thrower.
What?
At wood, not at people. I'm still here. It was at wood.
Okay.
I won't say it was fun. It wasn't bad. It was something different. You know, you try something different. If I tried something different, you know, and I actually wasn't
that's kind
bad.
Of dangerous, though.
What's that?
Sounds kind of dangerous.
No, they got a guy that shows you what to do. And they got, you know, rules. You don't hand the axe off to the other person. You put it in a little bucket, and they pick it up, and you stay behind the line. And, you know, they've got rules, and they let you drink. No hard liquor, but if you want to bring beer or wine, you can drink, which, you know, always makes things a little more fun if you're a drinker. I've been known to have a cocktail.
Not that kind of, well, I don't drink any hard liquor. I drink, like, you know, seltzers and stuff. Not anything hard.
No, okay. I do all that. I do seltzers, beers, wines, and I also get into the scotches and the bourbons and, you know, because I can. So who do you think is going to win? Who do you got for the Super Bowl?
Chiefs by six.
By six,
yep.
Okay.
We do know one thing for sure. Somebody named Kelce is going to win. We know that for a fact.
Yes, we do know that. I'm actually writing down my little chart here. Enhanced Sports Show.
I wonder if they're going to say each other. No.
Lou has Chiefs by six. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What are you guys talking about on Saturday other than the Super Bowl?
Well, of course, we have that. We'll also discuss the so-called Pro Bowl that happened. I want to get everybody's thoughts of, like, you know, what they thought of it. Because if you do call, I will tell you mine. We're also going to wrap, you know, the other All-Star weekend, because we also have the NHL All-Star game, which was a little bit more interesting than that. We'll also cover the NFL awards, which will be handed out, I think, on Thursday. I'm not mistaken.
NFL honors is Thursday night.
That's right. Yeah, we have a whole slew of that. You know, and we'll check with the NBA draft. The NBA draft deadline is Thursday, so of course we're going to cover that as well.
The lottery?
No, the trade deadline.
The trade deadline. Oh, yeah.
Trade deadline is Thursday.
4 o'clock, I believe. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Yeah, there's only...
Well, I'm an hour ahead of you, so...
Okay.
Wait, no, you're located where?
Connecticut.
Oh, you're the same time zone as I am. Okay. I think it's 3 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's only two things people want to know. Come on. Let's be honest. One is, are the Nets going to move KD, or is KD going to ask to be moved? And the Lakers is going to pick up anybody since they didn't get Kyrie. That's it.
Yeah, well,
nothing else matters.
As far as what they say, that they have no intention of moving KD.
We'll see.
As far as we know.
We'll see.
I mean, not for nothing, but Kyrie was a bit of a headache for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. He threw his ass and everything, you know.
Yeah. How do you replace when he played, about as good as you're going to get. Now, it was a problem at his, I think he played about half the games he was supposed to play in his 3-plus-year career with the Nets. So, you know, that certainly, as my brother who is on the show here with us will say, the best ability is availability. That's a big hole to fill.
Well, does it help with getting Spencer Dinwiddie back? I mean, Dinwiddie?
Yeah, it'll help, but he ain't Kyrie.
Well, no, of course not. But less controversial.
True.
You know, I mean, do we really need any excess drama from that team? No, I mean, because he brought it all with him.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. The drama, there is a point of diminishing returns with some athletes, no matter what sport it is. And, you know, even when you look around at, like, football and Antonio Brown, who went from being, I'm sorry, K-Star, but he went from being, you know, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL to just not worth anybody's time and investment. Just not worth
exactly.
it. No matter how much talent he brought to the game, he wasn't worth it. So,
no.
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself, you know, as good as the players may be, you know, when they start getting all, you know, whacked out and everything and cause more harm than good, you know, it's time to make a move.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
So, all right, my friend. Well, hey, as always, appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming in. Any other plug you want to throw in before we let you go?
Well, just to give you a heads up that when you do call, I like to keep it a family show, so we can't do the 7 dirty words.
You must have listened to some of my previous shows, because you every week you say that. I promise you.
I know, but just a reminder.
I will not swear.
Okay.
I have a mom I don't ever swear in front of, so I know how to turn it on and off.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And I'm
just
pretty
remember
old.
It's from 4 to 6. It's
4 to 6
6
on Saturday. All right. Sounds good.
That's East Coast time. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And I think if he tells me not to swear one more time, I don't think I'm going to let him back on the show. Anyway. all right. I mean, you know, he's a nice guy and all, but gee, every week, oh, yeah, we can't say the 7 dirty words. Now, first of all, you have to be old enough to know who George Carlin was and his stand-up where he talked about the 7 words that no one says on TV. And it was pretty funny back when he said it, but, you know, I think George Carlin been dead like 10 years, so I don't know. But anyway, now he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But anyway, all right. So he's got the Chiefs by 6. All right. And he's covering. Hey, for all you hockey fans out there, let me assure you of one thing you will never get on the Madden Voice. Hockey. So there you go. All right.
That's true.
All right. Let's start with K-Star. Who you got and why?
Oh, man, it's a tough Super Bowl. As it stands, the Eagles are favored by 1.5. Looking at it, total is 50.5. I like the Chiefs to win. As complete as the Eagles are, you know, since that shoulder injury, people like to talk about Patrick Mahomes' injury, but since that shoulder injury that Jalen Hurts has suffered, he's been very accurate deep down the sideline, and they've been really run-heavy reliant. And, you know, they play for short fields versus the Giants versus San Francisco, and I don't think that the Chiefs are going to turn the ball over to put the Eagles in prime position to score without working for it. And, you know, again, we focused a lot on Pat Mahomes' injury. That shoulder injury kept Hurts out for a while, and he hasn't really been throwing the balls the same since. And so, you know, when it comes to this, you have to find slight little ledges, right, because these teams are so evenly matched. I think that's one of them. I think that Mahomes getting another week of health back is, of course, favorable. You know, but they just have the amazing offensive scheme. They are consistently moving the ball down the field no matter who they play. They play one of the toughest schedules in football all year, whereas the Eagles have played one of the worst schedules all year. The Eagles had a cakewalk schedule to get to the Super Bowl. No disrespect to San Francisco, but come on. We saw what happened that game, and definitely disrespect intended for the Giants. They had no wide receivers, and that really wasn't a contest. You know, so with the Chiefs, and I look at the matchups, the Chiefs have conquered, whereas the Eagles have conquered easier ones. I just think that the Eagles are going to get a reality check a little bit versus the Chiefs. I think the game will be super competitive. I like the Chiefs to edge it out towards the end of the game, and I expect Patrick Mahomes to win another Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. JB, who you got and why?
I have the Chiefs also, and I think, K-Star, you hit on a lot of points that I was thinking about, and I think experience being on this stage in this magnitude on such a consistent level, having been either in a conference championship or Super Bowl, what, last 5 straight years, I think says something in regards to knowing what to expect, even during the off week in between the championship and the Super Bowl. If you look at the Eagles roster, yes, they were there, but I think back in the 2017 season or 2018, if you're looking at the actual calendar for the Super Bowl, there's a different roster from back then. compared to what you have now, whereas not too much difference with the Chiefs. The main core, minus obviously the Cheetah not being there, but they have the same pieces around Mahomes, pretty much the same defensive pieces there as well. And Andy Reid, I know T and I, with him being a former Eagle coach, obviously we grit our teeth, Chiefs coach now. Take nothing away from Duke and coach. He can flat out coach. And I think he'll have some wrinkles prepared. Sirianni is a great coach as well, even though he's young. He still has shown that he really will throw caution to the wind because he believes in his players. But I really believe that experience is going to play a part in this, and a balanced attack from what the Chiefs have is going to also be a part in this as well. So I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one too.
Well, it's unanimous, at least for everyone who's on the show. I don't know what train's doing, but I'm going with the Chiefs. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I don't know that there's a team out there that the Eagles could be playing that I wouldn't pick them to beat the Eagles, because I hate the Eagles. Now, I hate the Eagles because they're our rival. I hate the Eagles because Eagles fans suck, okay? I really don't have an issue with anybody on this team, to be totally honest with you. It's not even like I can find a person on this team to, like, really hate. And I think Jalen Hurts is just a class act, considering everything he's gone through in his career. I told somebody I was talking to, I can't support the Eagles. They might take away my fan card. And that brings me to my first point. As I discuss my pick, I do want to make one very important comment. Micah Parsons, I love you, man. I think you are on your way and quickly ascending to the top of the NFL defensive mountain. You won't be there alone, because there's some other guys in this league that are pretty dynamic, but I think you're going to be one of the faces of this league for a very long time. I think you deserve it. You're an incredible athlete. Your will to compete is second to none. And you talk, but you go and back it up. So I love you, Micah Parsons. That said, what on God's green earth are you doing sending over a go win it for the division to Lane Johnson? Like,
oh, I saw that.
Bruh, I know, I read your thing, and, you know, bro, it's a brotherhood. No, yes, it's a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood where you don't want people to get hurt. You want the guys to finish the game and go home and support their families. You know, you wish them a healthy season. You wish them good luck, you know, and stay healthy. That's what you guys do. Hey, man, good luck, which is just being polite, and stay healthy. You don't sit there and wish your arch rival to win for the division. They're what you're called, a football rival. Now, when the season's over and y'all want to go golf together, or I saw you and Saquon hanging out at the Pro Bowl, hey, that's cool. That's cool. I got no problem with that. It's the Pro Bowl. It don't matter. You know, the season's over. You want to go on a trip. Back in the day, Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley were the best of friends and traveled together. And, you know, all that is cool. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson from their college days off the court. But on the court, they wanted to kill each other. You would never hear Magic Johnson say, I want Larry Bird to win the championship while he was still playing. You would never hear Michael Jordan wishing that Charles Barkley win the championship while he was still playing. Now, after you're retired, that's fine. But, right, and you're young. I get it. And maybe you'll say, yeah, but you don't understand. No, I do understand. I've been watching football since before you were born. You're young enough to be a son to me. I promise you. I promise you. Don't lose that edge. And when you start to send tweets and wishing arch rivals, enemies, politely so, but enemies? Like, dude, stay in that mindset, you know? Hey, if you want to even say congratulations after they win, I could even get behind that. It's season's over. Everybody, it's all done. Hey, man, you know, congratulations. But see, the way I would do it, I'd be like, hey, man, congratulations. I'm coming for you next year, though. Don't be too comfortable with that Lombardi trophy, because we're coming for you. You know, like, I want that dog. And all that mushiness? Nah, bruh. Come on now. Nah, man. I'm over here fighting Eagles fans, wearing my cowboy blue. We got guys going in the stadium and getting in the fights to support Dallas, and you over there wishing them luck. Nah, bro. Come on now. Come on now. Think twice about that next time, bro. And I know you like doing your own thing, and you're kind of a rebel. I get it. But hopefully someone on the Cowboys who you looked up to, like a Michael Irvin, whose career ended by the Philadelphia Eagles, laying flat, not being able to feel his extremities on the Eagles field while the fans cheered, okay? Maybe Michael Irvin can explain to you about this rivalry and what you should and shouldn't do. Three-time Super Bowl champion. And I bet you to this day, he ain't wishing good luck on the Eagles. I promise you. So I just want to throw that out there. But the thing I like about the Super Bowl, getting back to my pick of the Chiefs, you know, we've got – this is the biggest brother matchup since DJ and Sly went head up and stomped the yard, all right? Since Nino Brown and G Money, you know, became rivals in New Jack City. Since Commissioner T and JB went one-on-one on the court about 30 years ago when I whooped that monkey ass. Notice I haven't played him since. I haven't played him since because I can't beat him. That's it. Last game we played, I won by 2, and I said, I ain't never playing you again because you're getting too good. He was about 12. He was about 12, okay? And that was it. I had to let it go. I had to let it go. He was getting too good. So this is the biggest brother rivalry with the Kelce brothers since the Floyd brothers. So I practiced that. Y'all didn't laugh. I practiced that. You should be laughing right now. Both of you guys should be laughing because I practiced that. Anyway, I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it's going to be a good game. I think that there's a lot of focus on Mahomes' ankle, but I think, K-Star, you mentioned, you know, hurts his shoulder. It didn't appear that shoulder was going to be 100% until after the season, and it wouldn't surprise me if he needed some type of surgery or something to straighten things out in there. You know, I think that they've got this wrecking ball over in Philly named Reddick on defense, who looks like another Micah coming, but – the Chiefs got that Clark wrecking ball. And I think that Clark wrecking ball, a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. And then we always talk about quarterback and head coach. And Dave's right, not a big Andy Reid fan, but Gabe got to recognize Gabe. The dude is, what, won 100 games with two different teams? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can't crap on him any longer. I had to come around and say he's a good coach. And I think Sirianni and Hurts could be the next quarterback head coach duo that we refer to. Unfortunately, I think the Eagles could be in this picture for a while, but Kansas City has already been there. And this dude going to get his third Super Bowl. And I saw an interview and I saw him say, you know, you do this game to play Super Bowls. And when you lose, you never lose that feeling. He talked about the Super Bowl he lost 2 years ago. It sounded like Michael Jordan, although Michael Jordan never lost the championship. But that same, like, yeah, I'm looking for a reason to be motivated. So I just got the Chiefs all the way around in this one. I expect it to be a good game. And I just, you know, we talk about doing our show next Monday so that we can all, you know, celebrate Valentine's Day. You can celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. Or you can celebrate Valentine's Day that you finally don't have a loved one. Whatever it may be, we all going to celebrate Valentine's. So we'll do the show Monday night. And I hope I don't have to come on. I hope I can come on here. Now, I hate that the Chiefs say, how about them Chiefs? It sounds too much like, how about them Cowboys? You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. It's like, you know, New Orleans has who dat and Cincinnati has who day. I mean, come on, guys. Come up with something original. You know? But I'd rather hear how about them Chiefs on Monday than fly, eagle, fly.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to hear that.
About to be sick.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't. Okay? Please. If there is a God up in heaven, please save us from that. Okay.
All right. Just to elaborate, too, like, Hurts really hasn't been – had to have been tested for the other teams putting up points since that injury. And well, I think we all know the Chiefs will put up points this Sunday. And so, you know, they're going to have to pass the ball and they're going to have to test that shoulder out. And people don't want to talk – again, people just want to talk about Patrick Mahomes' injury, but there's a shoulder injury lingering there that probably needs repaired in the offseason. So something to think about.
These are the best athletes in the world. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, not to mention, knowing that his shoulder isn't going to be 100%, hit the shoulder when you get the chance, but also test it out. See if he can throw the deep ball. So they're going to probably do bubble screens, wide receiver screens, quick check downs just to preserve that shoulder, put eight in the box, and see if he can let that thing loose with man-to-man coverage. Now, obviously, A.J. Brown, no joke, but see if he can get the ball downfield and see what happens after that.
Well, understand that both quarterbacks are injured and both defenses will look to exploit both injuries, and that's the chess game that we get to enjoy. I think I expect the Eagles to put pressure on Mahomes and to force him his mobility on that ankle. I expect the Chiefs to try to get at Hurts and try to get some licks in. Let's see how that shoulder feels. You know, I'm not necessarily saying they're going to target his shoulder because that wouldn't be sporting of them. But hey, you know, you got a bad wing. You coming up on his, on his right side, and you got a shot. I mean, you're gonna hit him. So I think both defenses are going to try to exploit the injury. You know, this is it. This is for all the money. This is for all the marbles. This is why you lift them weights, like Bill Parcells says. You know, so a few other things before we wrap up. Brady officially retired. I don't really have much to say other than I'm glad that he retired. I said to you guys, you don't want to see your heroes looking bad. He's not my hero, but he's a lot of people's heroes. And he's literally the face of the NBA and has been the NFL has been for a very long time. I got LeBron on my brain right now because I really want to see him break that record tonight. But Brady has been the face of the NFL for a very long time. And, he had a really rough year. He lost his supermodel wife. And I know that was tough on him. And he didn't have a good, to his standards, year. And, Cowboy fans, his last game will be the Cowboys. Okay, whatever. I'll let it go. You know, he's 7-1 against us. Okay, fans got to wake up. Like, you didn't send him into retirement. No, you did not. Okay? Yeah, he hadn't been playing well for a long time. Okay, so no, but we're not gonna take that credit. Okay, I'm glad for him. He didn't have anything else to prove, and I wish him well in retirement. I hear that he won't be. He's gonna skip a year, and then in 2024, he'll join Fox. $375 million. That's a nice gig. That's like a Powerball. It's like a Powerball jackpot. Good God. So anything, there's really nothing to say, but if you guys want to say something, we wish Tom Brady well, and we can officially remove him from one of the horsemen now because he's retired. So we will have to visit that. Maybe next week we get a chance to figure out who our four horsemen will be going into 2024. But any thoughts on Tom Brady before we add a couple other quick comments before we wrap up? Anything?
No, I think you summed it up good. Congratulations on obviously a walk-in shoe-in first ballot Hall of Famer. Unanimous.
Yeah.
Can't see anybody doing anything different. But, yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
GOAT. This is what it is. Congrats, GOAT.
The GOAT. Yeah. No argument there. Arguably the best football player ever. I would dispute that one, but I can't argue that he's in that conversation. And definitely the best quarterback ever. And Dan Orlovsky, you're from Connecticut. You went to UConn. You literally live about 40 minutes from me. I know the town that you live in. I actually know it pretty well. I kind of like you as an NFL analyst. I think your takes are good. Your film breakdown is superb. I've learned a lot. But to not have Joe Montana in the top five of all time, and to use passing yards is one of the reasons. You should Google it. It's pathetic. It's just it's pathetic. Yeah. To not
Fine.
Have Joe
Montana would in. Montana would have insane numbers in this era. You can't just penalize him for his era. That's silly.
And I mean, I think universally, before say Brady won like his fifth or sixth Super Bowl. I think even I had to come when Brady won like number six, even I had to say, okay, you know, I held on to Montana. But it wasn't just me. It was football world. Montana's just that dude. And, yeah. You know, you played the fucking game. Sorry, I swore. Oh, that's right. It's my show. You know what I mean? You played the game. And you're not a student of your own game? Like, it's just...
In your own position.
Yeah, and of your own right. Like, I don't know. But Brady, definitely quarterbacks, I will say now, clear-cut, the GOAT. And football players, I think when you talk about all-time greatest football players, he's in the conversation with, like, an LT, with a... You know, a Walter Payton, a Jerry Rice, those level of athletes. I mean, he played 23 years. Like, you got to put him in that conversation. So, good for you, Tom. And, hey, before you know it, you'll be with a microphone. And let me just say this. Please don't try to have him be the next Troy Aikman or Tony Romo. That's not Brady. I don't want to see Brady doing play-by-play on Fox, you know. Now that, you know, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are over on ESPN, and now you're trying to come up with your new super duo. You know, I hope you do something with him and Gronk, something maybe like how ESPN uses Peyton and Eli, and that kind of something like that maybe. I don't know. Well, we got time, but just don't have him with a microphone in his hand and a sports coat on that says Fox and sitting up there with Terrence Slickback talking football. I think let's give the man his respect. You know, let's give the man his respect. Anyway, next topic. Do we care where Aaron Rodgers goes?
Negative. Let's move on.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I really don't care. We'll just find out. And unless something happens when we find out he comes to Dallas, man, that'll be a whole show on its own. That'll be a whole show. Y'all might wake up in the morning and be like reading text messages that there was a Madden voice at 2 o'clock in the morning. You with a glass of scotch three fingers deep like Aaron Rodgers, talking about, we got Aaron Rodgers next year, look out! but we know that's not. Sean Payton got hired. He's going to Denver. He was interviewed yesterday. They said, hey, Sean, we understand that Russell Wilson has his own trainer paid for by the Broncos. Is that the type of thing that's going to continue? And Sean Payton said, well, I'm not aware of any of that, but I will tell you that we've got our own staff, and the only people that will be here in this facility are our players and our staff. So anything like that won't be happening. And the whole world said, wah, 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 wah. Actually, I think I have that. I can actually play that instead of trying to be, you know, I can play it. If, you know, it lets me. Maybe. Hey, man, that sounds so good. I'm going to play it again. If the site lets me. Yeah. All I'll say is congratulations, Sean Payton, but we knew he was going to get a job. And it's going to be very, very, very interesting to watch this. So you want to watch something, you know, get your popcorn ready, as Teal would say, watch Sean Payton move in to Denver and see how he fixes Russell Wilson. I'm not saying Russell Wilson is going to be a great quarterback again, but all that crap we've been hearing, it ain't going to, Sean Payton ain't playing none of that. Sean Payton came from my favorite quarterback, Bill Parcells, and everybody knows Bill don't play that crap. And Sean Payton ain't going to play that crap. You're going to get with the program, and he will make you the best you can be. You'll be cut, or you're going to be sitting. He'll go find somebody else. That's all I got to say about that. Any quick comments on Sean Payton taking over the Broncos?
Yeah, it's going to be Russell Wilson talking about Broncos country. Let's ride to Broncos country. Can I get a ride?
Yeah.
Great hire, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Last thing. Anybody see the Pro Bowl? Did you guys see the Pro Bowl?
I avoided it.
I just want to know who the hell that musical kind of rap group, whatever the hell they were, that played at halftime. I don't even know. Actually, you know what? I'll look them up. I'll look them up because y'all both younger than me. I'm old, you know. Maybe you know, it might be somebody. You know, hold on. I'm gonna tell you who they were. Pro Bowl halftime show 2023. Ray Schremer. Ray Schremer. R A E, and then S R E M M U R D. Y'all ever heard of him?
No, it's not my life. The 49ers kicker back in the day, Ray Wershon.
Nah, these two young brothers, they were kind of rapping. They showed them come out, and they said, this is our halftime show, and I said, well, let me hear them, you know. They kind of made me think of Crisscross, like a broke-ass Crisscross. That's kind of what they look like, Jay.
Okay.
No, seriously, if you Google them and Google Crisscross, and you'll see they kind of look like a broke-ass Crisscross. But Crisscross could actually, you know, jump, like they actually had good music. I listened to this, and I had to go to Facebook and say, who are these guys? Who are they? And then I realized I'm old, and I guess, you know, when I was young and, you know, older people heard the music I like, they probably did the same thing. But, man, music has really declined. I just, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, y'all didn't see the Pro Bowl.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Yeah, that's really what it was. So,
no,
did you want to also see it?
I didn't see it. I didn't see the Pro Bowl. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I don't have a lot to say other than I have been saying for years they need to do a skills contest. And so I think this was much better than anything they've had in recent years. I think that it was great to just really see the interactions, and, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the Diggs brothers. I mean, you probably saw the highlight Diggs, intercepted Diggs, you know, and you got to see some athleticism in the fantasy football, which, you know, is what you want to see. These guys are pros, right? But you don't have to worry about getting hurt, you know? So that was fun, and then the kind of the other stuff they did, the dodgeball and all of these other events. I would just say back in the day, there was a show called Superstars long time ago, and they used to do pro athletes competing against each other. And I'll never forget the time Tony Dorsett came on the Superstars with, as they call them, tennis sneakers, okay? Not track shoes, not running shoes, tennis shoes. And he ran like a 9.500. They did like the fastest man. And he was the fastest. But I would love to see them do something like that. You know, you always want to know who the fastest guy in the NFL is, right? So, you know, do that. The bench press, who's the strongest? You know, whether you did one bench press or whether you did, you know, a lower weight and how many reps, whoever did the most reps or something. I think some of those things, as a fan, we always want to know who's the strongest, you know, who's the fastest. So that would be my only critique, but I thought it was enjoyable. I watched the skill stuff, and I watched all three games, and I enjoyed it. I really did. I mean, my bar wasn't set very high because previous Pro Bowls absolutely sucked, so there wasn't a lot, you know, that they, you know, to do better. But to have guys having a good time and to not have to worry about anybody worrying about injury and playing at half speed and all of that. You know, that game had turned into a joke because no one wanted to get hurt. So I really enjoyed this, and I think they can keep tweaking it and make it even better. I get the sense that our buddy that came on, he's not going to speak well of it. But, you know, people that are pure football fans, they want to go back to the old days of playing a real football game at the Pro Bowl. That's never going to happen. You can forget it. Those days are over. Injuries, contracts, money, careers being ended in a Pro Bowl. Not happening. So,
mm-mm.
All right. Well, you guys can't really say anything because you don't watch Pro Bowl. So, who are you? All right.
No. One thing that I can say that was funny, I probably caught it too, was Derek Carr's comments. They asked him, have you ever been this hot before? He said, it's been a long time. I guess that's why I'm on my way out. I shouted when he said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that undertone, and the fact that, you know, he in the quarterback competition, They had him go last. Peyton had him go last, thinking that this was his arena and he'd be more comfortable. And he lit it up. It was like he wanted to show them, this is what you're losing. He lit up the passing quarterback passing contest and ended up winning for the AFC. So, that whole Las Vegas thing is going to be interesting with Devontae campaigning to bring Aaron Rodgers out there, and then seeing where Derek Carr is going to end up. It's going to be interesting. So, All right. I think we hit on everything I want to talk about. We're a little bit longer than I planned, but that's okay. Super Bowl. Oh, last but not least. Gosh, I almost forgot the most important thing. Food. JB, what are you making? What are you eating? What is going on? What's your menu?
Well, menu is still to be determined, but right now is definitely going to be some ribs. Possibly might be some chicken of some sort. Maybe I'm not sure what kind, but some kind of chicken and some type of queso dip to go with it, and probably a little dessert. Maybe pick up an apple pie or something, or some type of pie. Everybody loves pie. So we're going to get it in.
Okay. K-Star, you've had a week. You've had a whole week to
think. Mine's still to be determined. I need to figure this out ASAP.
What are your options? Can you give us something?
Oh, no, I might go to a friend's party, so that might change it, what they got. I'm not sure what they have.
I might go to a friend's party.
It's not a husband.
Yeah, seriously. That's boring. You know what I mean? That's boring.
It is.
Well, I decided that I wasn't cooking because I didn't want to. And I decided that I was going to order a steamer pot from Gold Belly. I'm actually looking it up now so I can tell you all the seafood that's in it, but I can't, hold on. Maybe it's here. It might be here. Yes, here. Let's see. Seafood. Let's go. Nope, that's not it. All right, never mind. But it's roughly corn, sausage, potatoes, and then clams, mussels, lobster tails, shrimp, crab legs. And then half of it will be no seasoning, what's that seasoning they use?
Old Bay.
Old Bay, thank you. I was saying Oyster Bay, but I knew that wasn't it. Old Bay, and the other half will be Cajun seasoning. And so it's not cheap, so I'm splurging a little bit. But you know what? It's coming on Saturday to my house, and literally it comes in a pot ready to go. You pour beer, you pour water, whatever in there, you put it on your stove, you let it cook for however long, sends you directions, and that's it. And then you eat. So I'm looking forward to that. As opposed to normally, most of the Super Bowls, I've been with the young lady and she'll make stuff and I'll make stuff. And she may come over. She had made other plans, not realizing that the Super Bowl was Sunday. She had made other plans with her girlfriends. So she may or may not come over, and that's cool. If she comes over, great. If she doesn't, it's fine. Football, I have no problem. I have no problems when football's on. I have no problems. So I'm going to have a lot of seafood. I bought the one that's for 2 to 3 people. Jay will tell you I can eat like 2 to 3 people, so it should be fine. It should be fine. So,
but you are 2 to 3 people, so you're good.
That wasn't funny, but that wasn't funny. That wasn't funny at all. No, I'm just saying. I am what they call big boned. You know what I mean? Big boned.
Big meat around the bone.
Yeah, okay. You know, you'd love to have some of this meat, okay? I'm just saying. You'd love to have some of this meat. You know what I mean? Just saying.
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. Don't let a good gust of wind come. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. By the way.
Hunker down, baby. Hunker down.
Yeah, you're going to have to hunker down. Hey, K-Star, I saw a nice picture of you and your daughter. You guys went to like a daddy-daughter dance or something?
Yeah, we went to one of the local church, and we had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
That was nice.
She's growing up too fast.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, that was nice. I like that. You know what I mean? But what's up with your hair, bro?
Yeah.
What's up with your hair? What you going to do about that? Damn, man. Don't you have a job? Don't they make you do your hair for your job?
Yeah, bro.
Don't they have requirements and shit?
I just got to cut a little bit. I did something cute with it, so we'll see.
Look at that damn wig, man. This guy can't start.
Yeah, it was too much.
Got a little lettuce up there, boy.
We got rid of some of that, so we're back on track.
All right. Well, it was very nice. Very nice picture. You and your lovely daughter. It was very nice. I still don't know how you did
Thank
that.
I appreciate that.
Your mother must be something, because you didn't share any of your... Yeah, she didn't get none of that mug. I can tell you that. She didn't get none of that mug. Thank God for her. You know, she'll have a normal life. She'll be like that. Just saying.
She'll have a normal life.
All right. She will. She'll have a normal life. You teach her how to play Madden yet? I'm joking. Did you? Anyway. All right. Let's get on out of here. K-Star, final thoughts.
Yeah, looking for a great game. This is a wonderful matchup. I think it's going to be an awesome Super Bowl. And, hope it's phenomenal, for sure. Go Chiefs, though.
All right. JB, final thoughts.
Two black quarterbacks, first time in history. Can't wait for it to be two black quarterbacks or two black head coaches. That would be the icing on the cake. Looking forward to a great game. Talk about it on Monday. And, Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom, all that good stuff. Be fans for them for about 3.5 hours, so. Looking forward to the chess match between the two coaches as well.
Yeah, should be a good game. Looking forward to the game. And, you know, for us, I actually had a lunch meeting today with some people, and I have a call with them and their team Monday at 4 o'clock, and I said, y'all lucky. I normally take Mondays off. They said, why? And I said, because it's the day after the Super Bowl. You know, day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, the Cowboys didn't play. If Cowboys had played, I might have taken all next week off. I might have taken all next week off.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. But I am in the process of putting together an off-season show that will center around the Dallas Cowboys. I haven't quite figured out how I want to do it yet, but I definitely want to do something in the off season. And you know, it'll still be under the Madden Voice umbrella, but there'll be another name. I haven't quite figured out what that name will be, but I'm feeling like there is a momentum in Dallas to go after it hard next year. Not that they haven't, but I think what happened, and I'll be very, very brief. I think Jerry privately was ready to let Mike McCarthy go and go get Sean Payton. But Jerry's very loyal. And me being the same way, I can understand his struggle. And so I think Mike McCarthy said, look, If you want me to do this job, you got to let me do this job, Jerry. And I will bring you a Super Bowl, or we will get doggone close. But you got to get out of my way. And if you notice, they cleaned house. Kellen Moore gone. I got no problem with that. A lot of the other position coaches gone. I got no problem with that. Mike, do anything you feel you need to do to make this team better. Brian Schottenheimer, who was a quarterback's coach or definitely in that rotation somewhere, is not an offensive coordinator. Mike McCarthy will be calling plays, but Brian Schottenheimer, and y'all, everybody should know that Schottenheimer name. That is an offensive name. We know Marty and what Marty brought to the NFL before he passed. I believe, yeah, he did pass. So very excited about what the Cowboys might try to do. And so I'm thinking about putting together a separate show to talk about the Cowboys. So stay tuned for that. I got to do something because this shit sucks. Sucks when you watch the Eagles. Sucks. So on that note, go Chiefs. Get a good game. Gentlemen, thanks for coming other guy that called in. Appreciate it. I may call you on Saturday. No worry. I will not swear. I promise. I promise. I will not. I would not do that to you. Stop reminding me. The more you make me, you know, it's like telling the kid, hey, man, I know those cookies over there look really good and like crunchy and fresh. You can't have any. You can't have any. You can't have, you can't tell a man who swears a lot, hey, please don't swear. Hey, please don't swear. Hey, because you're going to make me swear. So, no, I'm not going to swear. So, let me call you on Saturday. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy the food on Sunday. K-Star, we need a full update on what your cuisine is. Train, we missed you, but we understand work happens. Bruh, love you. Everybody enjoy the game. We'll be back here next Monday night to talk about the Super Bowl and who won. And then we will be taking a break. And then I will be returning. And these guys know they can join me if they choose to. They won't, but they know they can. I will be returning to do a series on the Dallas Cowboys. Stay tuned. Till next time, we'll see you next Monday night. Enjoy the game. And hey, tune into the Madden Voice. You know why? Because here we'll tell you what you haven't heard. See you next week.